If you're just tuning in, we are recapping the 3rd District Congressional debate that went down yesterday, featuring Wendy Davis, Marlon Stutzman, Andy Zay, and Tim Smith. I was one of the moderators for this debate. Josh Williams was also in the room behind the scenes, making sure we got the audio on the air here at WoWo. Mike Wilson there, also obviously covering this story for WoWo. So, fellas, I obviously have my takeaways, my thoughts. I'm going to share those coming up at 6:10. But before I do that, I'd be curious to kind of get your perspective from the debate yesterday. Wilson, we'll start with you.
Yeah, well, first of all, excellent job yesterday, KB. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
And I'm not saying that just to be like otherwise I'd just move along if I was like, oh, Kayla did okay. No, you did great yesterday because it got a little contentious and you were right there and you were in control of it. And I thought you and Dirk, fantastic. Like, all the moderators actually did some great work yesterday. So I was super impressed. Awesome job.
I'll buy you a brownie after the show. So, you're welcome.
I love brownies. but to the debate, though, yesterday, I thought it was everybody handled themselves very well.
Yeah.
And then, like you pointed out, until the end, I thought a couple of things just off of the obvious interesting acrimony around super PACs that came up. I would say I thought nuclear energy coming up was kind of interesting. I like some of the outliers. You brought up earlier, too, one of the points I thought was interesting of, like, some different ideas about how we handle the border crisis between U.S. and Mexico. And I thought Andy Zay's approach of, like, really going holistic, we're not going to put a Band-Aid on it. Like, what do we do to actually treat it? I was like, Andy Zay actually came out okay in this debate. Like, I was kind of interested in some of the things he had to say and piqued my interest on
that
some
really
stuff.
Was one of my favorite moments when talking about the border crisis, right? Because we knew all of the candidates were going to be like, build the wall, right? And they all did say that. But then they continued to elaborate. And that's what's so great when you have only 4 candidates up there instead of 8. We could allow these 90-second responses to get to some depth, to some of the meat and the bones of what these individuals were envisioning. And I agree with you. I was actually really surprised at they all took a different approach of how to handle the crisis at the southern border. And I appreciated that.
I appreciated
that instead of just build the wall.
Right.
You don't just walk into the House floor and immediately, poof, build a wall.
Exactly.
It doesn't work like that.
No, it takes some level of diplomacy to make that happen. And if you can do that with a holistic approach, then maybe you've got a good solution there.
Josh, what'd you think?
Yeah, so mine goes back to insider trading. That was the question that was asked there.
Oh, I loved that one,
and
too.
And the one who really stood out to me was Tim Smith. His answer coming out and saying that, listen, this should not be the greatest job of or the best job you've ever had in your life. You shouldn't go to Washington making $15 to $30 million or coming home with that. And that to me resonated because we see oftentimes, right, we see these people who get elected into these offices and they're just like you and me, but when they come back home from D.C.
they're millionaires.
They've got a lot of cha-ching in their pocket, right? And you're wondering how did all that happen? So the commitment to hear a guy who is not concerned about going down to D.C. to become an ultra-rich man, but to do the work for me, to fight for me, that made me think that Tim Smith, I think Tim Smith is my guy moving forward. I don't know what to say.
Wow, that's quite the claim you're making this morning, Josh.
I would bring this up, though. Of all of the people who were up on the panel, who committed to a blind trust? Because that was the question.
Ooh, yes.
And I don't know if any of them actually made a firm commitment saying, yes, I will push for a blind trust. And I don't know if I'd have to go back and listen to the tape again, but just off of memory, when I was sitting there taking my own notes, I don't remember anybody actually saying, yes, a blind trust. It was really more of just the discussion about, let's talk about this. But Josh, I'm like you. Like, I think that whole discussion is something that needed to be brought up. And I thought the moderators, again, did a great job of directing it.
Oh, yes.
But it was one of those things where it's like, no, let's actually specifically address, do you think a blind trust is something that you would support if you were there for your fellow members?
And I want to say this just in addition. I loved Wendy's moment when she's talking about Social Security, right? And the commitment that it takes to make sure and ensure that the government's contractual obligation to upholding Social Security is going to be okay. Because I'm 29. You know, all the talk that I've ever been in my young adult life here is that Social Security is eventually going to go away.
Yeah, you won't have one.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah,
so
forget about it.
You're paying
for nothing right now.
To hear Wendy say that made me feel good about maybe trying to put my backing behind her, because that's a real concern now. As I approach 30, we start to think about having kids in the family, right? All these things. That made me happy to hear that. I thought that was a good moment.
Certainly does mean a lot more as a parent. parent too, like when you start getting into the kiddo range and everything like that. So yeah, I mean, I think there was a bevy of issues that were addressed by the candidates that I think would appeal to a lot of people. But I also think that in some cases there was a chance at a strong commitment that could have been made.
Oh yeah,
and it was not.
I'll tell you what, I felt that way about a federal abortion ban. None of them, none of them really wanted to answer that question for me. So you can best bet I'm going to have Tim Smith and Wendy Davis on this morning. We're going to readdress that little topic and then come tomorrow with Andy Zay and Marlon Stutzman. They'll be back on here with me with the show. We're going to press them on that as well. I also agree with you when it comes back to this blind trust, insider trading. We need some direct answers on that. That was probably the hardest part for me yesterday as a moderator. It took every ounce of my being not to press these people to really demand that they answer the question.
I could feel that.
Could you feel it?
I could, but because you'd get like tense a little bit, like your body language would like tighten up.
Well,
but what I would say is though, like you still did a great job of like, it was direct. There were direct questions and everybody, again, all three moderators did a great job of asking those direct questions.
I'll tell you what, I kept telling myself, you can have them on your show, Kayla. Have them on your show. Have them on your show. Yeah. And that's exactly what we're going to do. What we'll land, as mentioned, Wendy Davis, Tim Smith, both will be joining me this morning. Tomorrow, Marlon Stutzman will be here along with Andy Zay. So definitely keep it tuned here to Whoa Whoa, coming up at 6:10.
Podcasts by Federated Media.